something.
Okay, let's do some mic. Let's do some mic. So I said, no, we'll go home and do some mic. yes. When will we get this occasion, you know? He says, when you go home. He says, at home we'll go. Then he says, Niruma, when will we get this occasion of live interaction with you? Why don't we do the samayik at home? He says, no, at home you will say, oh, when will I get this occasion? So samayik is important. Okay, let's see. So even in satsang, mahatmas do not like to do samayik in satsang. Niruma says, I know that. Yes, that's true. He says, I can see it all that no mahatma likes to do samayik. This is such a nice look. This is beautiful moments with Niruma now. She is smiling all around just before lunchtime in Los Angeles. Is the Bavo that does not like to do samayik, Niruma? Is it the middle one? Bavo is the middle one. There is a Mangaldas, which is the body complex. The middle one is the Kashai belief complex, the Bavo, which may be partly ignorant, partly knowledge-based, non-based. And then this S capital self, the absolute self, which is the supreme knower, seer of it all. So these are the three major distinctions that Dada Shri has given in this classic satsang of Hum, Bhavo, Mangal Das, I, Bhavo and Mangal. Is it the intellect that does not like it, or is it the ego? Yes, I do want to be free from all of this. Yes, it is the intellect that does not like it. It is the buddhi, that is the intellect, that is the, it is, yes. And when the ego follows through and the ego believes, and the, and says somebody, yes, where are you? Somebody's Niruma is remembering somebody. In those days, there was a very special group of people who were always around Niruma, all over USA and India too, USA particularly and England particularly, because smaller groups could be maintained. Yes, Niruma's, whenever I can see it as clearly, there is a bliss. Yeah, the bliss is there, but it still is not pleasure. It is pragna that is dragging it towards samayik, says Niruma. It is the pragna. And in samayik, only the pragna is acting. And so the veil that is of the intellect is shattered by pragna. But initially, the curtain is heavy. But the pragna cannot remain continuously, so then the intellect will take over. So there is a constant fight in the samayik between pragna and intellect. It's here, when we are all together, the intellect says, we are all together, we don't want to do samayik because we want to just enjoy each other. That's what the intellect. Is it not, Niruma, is it not due to Dravya Karam? Is it not due to the yellow glasses? He says, ever since we have gotten together, there is an externalized vision. There is internalized vision is very rare, says Himanshu. Constantly there is an externalized vision only. There is no internalized vision. Niruma says, slowly this pragna, the internalized vision, has started, is it not? So now it has started slowly. And our goal has been established. But yet one has to deal, yes, the intellect is a very major soldier on the other side, is it not? So today's topic is to see the negative in the samayik. Today's topic of the samayik is negativity. On small matters, it will show you negative. And so always, and then later on it will make you regret. But it is the topic of the intellect. To see the negative is the intellect. It cannot remain still. It will not lie still. Whoever comes, it will show the negative in him only. He's doing this, she's doing this, he's knowing this. We have filled that negative intellect from past life. It is not something new. It is constantly shows us negative of everyone. This, she's like this, he's like that, she did it wrong, she did it wrong. And everyone else is like that too, she says. And everybody is like this. Oh, then, madam, who are you like? What are you like? Hey, you? You're blaming others. What are you like? And so, this intellect that is from the past life is really creating a lot of difficulties. Everybody will feel that I am a wise one and everybody else is crazy. Everybody feels like I am the correct one, everybody else is wrong. Everybody feels I am superior, I can do it better, nobody else can do it as well as I can do it. So this is constantly going on, and it will show you the negative of others. It will show you the negative of others. And that is where you really need to take it. Thank you, Bhaiya. Jai Sachidananda. And if you see the negative of the other person, it will immediately suppress and kill pragna for the time being. It will choke pragna. Seeing the negative of the other person will choke pragna. Recognize that, says Niruma. So therefore you are not, you simply cannot, should never even look in the direction of the negative of anybody else. So you have to tell that intellect, why don't you shut up? You have made me suffer so much in life. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. And why don't you have an internal conversation with this major enemy of yours within you? Hey, you, madam intellect, sit down. I want to deal with you. Yeah. Even while he is walking, he will see negative in the road. He will say something, how about the fact that now you have good roads as opposed to bad roads in the bygone days? I mean, but you say, oh, this road is not done well, this one is dirty, this one. And so, yes, every Mahatma has 100%, 1000% wants to do this, yet, but he's stuck. He's stuck in this negative intellect. He's constantly seeing the negative only. File number one will show negativity of file number two. File number two will show negativity of file number one. And the endless kashayas carry on in discharge. Niruma, somebody asked a question. There is a belief that is ingrained, which is that I am something, I am superb, and therefore then the knife of the intellect gets sharpened against the other person, is it not? But if we see the positive in the other person, then one will come to a little bit of a meaningful balance in terms of world interactions, in terms of how the relative self, that Nirma says. And the role of the intellect is to see negative of the other person and something good of the self. That is the role of the intellect. This is nothing but pure intellect junk. Niruma, that's the next question. He says, it is Niruma, Buddhi tells me not to do samayik. Yes, you're right, recognize. So then I started doing it. Whatever Buddhi was telling me, I would not listen. So then I was able to enter into the samayik mode. And Niruma says, samayik means whatever is bothering you, you will be able to see whatever you have lived. Niruma says, you have been listening to this satsang for so many years, but when you do samayik, you will be able to see it as it is. You see, you will be able to, that is the practical application of what you have been listening for such a long time. The more you spend in samayik, Niruma, one more question. Supposing we are positive with 10, but we are negative with one person. Isn't that negative? And he says, I didn't understand the question. I liked 10 persons, so I liked it, but I saw negative in one person. Then Niruma says, you are not supposed to say the negative. You focus on the one that you are saying the negative. You are supposed to. You should know that this lady, that means Nada, has got positive approach toward this person and negative approach this person. You are the knower of it all, but you do not become the doer of it all. You do not enter into the negativities by saying this person is negative. It is the whenever Samadaksha has to do Samayik, she'd love to read the Shuddhatma Shuddhatma or read the Samayik only. She wants to do it. She just likes to do Samayik, or she wants to just then you should take her to task. Do I have to do pratikraman for not doing samayik? Do I have to do no, look at the intellect and say, just pragna is the one, let pragna enter. You are not giving a chance to pragna. You are always constantly giving a chance to agna, whose main soldier, ignorance, whose main soldier is the intellect. Whereas liberation, the main soldier is pragna. Give a chance to pragna. Pragna has to be dominant and prevalent in order for you to begin to feel the liberation, that liberated state that you are in. So pragna has to be given scope. You have to come under the light of pragna. Supposing she is seeing negative, then she starts seeing negativity of everybody. So then, supposing I see some woman or somebody who is seeing everybody's negative, then her negativity enters me. So Niruma says, yes, you're right. But then later on I enter into Shuddhatma. But initially I am just constantly into a negative mode, Niruma. Then Niruma says, that is your weakness. You need to rise from it. You need to rise above it. You cannot see negative of anybody. Now if you see negative of the one who is a very negative person, then you really are in major trouble, because her negativity will enter you. And yes, pratikraman. Do I have to do pratikraman? Yes, but he says more than doing pratikraman, you need to rise above pratikraman and go to the level where you can see where your intellect is now really interfering and taking over. Sometimes even if a person doesn't see anything, somebody is seeing negative in somebody else, and if you look at that person, then you are synergizing your energies with that negativity, and therefore you, without any conversation, are into negativity with that person. And you don't even know, supposing somebody is saying something negative, if you just hear it, you do not know the truth behind it, and now you have entered into the cesspool of negativity. Come on, let's do samayik, says Niruma. Sachidanand says, Niruma, let us do samayik. And now she's going to do vidhi for everybody for the samayik of negativity. Let's see if she has any more points. She's looking around. Somebody. What should I see, Niruma? You just see what is negative within yourself, a small self, that you have to say, and what intensity is there, with whom it is, where is, does it see negative, in which particular aspects does it see negativity, is it at business, is this here, supposing, it says, in fact, if some people are negative, the moment they enter into the hall, they get negative. He says, there is not a single tree in this hall. What if they had kept a nice little tree plant here and there? And this is such a beautifully decorated hall, but they are looking for something that is not there. That is a negativity. So it is so easy to get into the... Oh, this decoration behind Niruma is not done right. Who did it? Now... So there is this ongoing negativity. Hey, dear Dada Bhagwan. Dear Sri Simandar Swami Prabhu. With exact applied awareness of the self, wherever negativity is seen in others, let me see that in samayik and grant me that energy. I surrender the mind, speech and body, all illusion associated with my name, charge karma, subtle discharge karma and gross discharge karma, at your divine present feet of the absolutely enlightened one, my Lord, at your divine feet, I am surrendering this all. I am surrendering them totally. I am pure soul. Hu shuddhatma chu. I am the absolute awakened light of the absolute self. I am infinite energy. I am infinite vision. I am infinite energy. I am the abode of infinite bliss. I am infinite bliss. I am beyond pain. And I am indestructible. I am inexpendable. I am subtle. I am formless. I never fall. I never die. I am immortal. I am immortal. Shuddhatma chu.